I think we're good. Whew! Alrighty. So here you go. This is music from Mapmakers on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. I tried counting calories, I took pills,
eating and eating and then more eating.
I really wanted to stop, but nothing could make me stop.
At one point, it was so bad that I just felt like giving up.
I felt so alone.
Like nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people just like you. People who want to stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
Overeaters Anonymous, help me get my life back.
Now I eat in a way that's healthy and good for me.
I never realized what I was missing out on.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
That right there is some new music. Whoa. All right, that's not cool. All right, first of all, the station is CITR. And we just heard something from the Vancouver band Chains of Love. And the lineup of this band consists of, well, let's just see, there's Rebecca and Natalia. So they both sing. One of them plays guitar. Then you've got Steve on drums, Brian on bass, and Henry Beckworth, who plays the piano and organ. So these guys are local, and I'm actually just in the middle of reading a review of this new album. So first of all, the song we heard is called, the song is, where am I here? In Between. That's what we just heard, In Between. And I'm just reading a review of the album on Pitchfork, and what can I tell you? It's called Strange Gray Days. And they have been compared to Let's see, bands such as, well, the Vivian Girls, the Dum Dum Girls. What else? Anyways, so I really like these guys. They're really cool. They're like just, they're 60s kind of garage rock. So you go, girls. Keep it up. I'm liking it. And what else did we hear? First of all, I got off to a late start, which is kind of weird. 10 full minutes late. But whatever. So here I am. I was on time, though. Just to let you know, I was on time. But before that, we heard music from Map Makers. Now, I like to tell you my stories. I'm a teacher, as you might have heard in the past. I talk about that sometimes. And let me tell you, as you may or may not know, there's a strike. Well, it's job action thing going on. And I'm not going to talk about the politics of it. I'm all in favor for job action. And yeah, but what's bothering me is that when you are a teacher and you're a member of the union, you have you have your union reps at your school level, which is great. And ours are fine. We have two. And then you have the head up, like the BCTF, the big people. And then you have your local sort of, I'm part of the Vancouver Secondary School Teachers Association. Anyways, and what's really bothering me is just this lack of information and clarity, because it gets filtered from one person to the next, to the next, to the next. And it, for example, marks. So everyone's like, oh, your marks are due, April 27th. Okay, fair enough. And all my marks are done, so it's all good. But then it's like I'm getting these like 1,000 emails from different, union reps. And it's not just the union thing, because at one point it was like, no, you're not doing your marks. Yes, you are doing your marks. Nope. Actually, your marks are on hold. Wait to hear, new news from us. And as I'm on my way here to the station, I got some emails saying, yeah, oh, no, back on. Marks are due by the 27th. And it's just exhausting. And, it's not just that's annoying me. I guess I can sort of broaden it to the fact that email, I'm actually starting to ignore emails because I get way too many emails, right? And so if you look at sort of an exponential increase in volume of emails, because, way back when I got my first email, which was like, I don't know, 1997. Actually, I do know it was 97. Got me a Hotmail account, which is all exciting. And from that point on, you get on one list, then onto another list, and then onto this list. And then, like, for example, my CITR, you can email me if you'd like, but I'm not going to tell you my email. You have to go to the website and figure it out and so I'm getting multiple emails, regarding the show, fair enough. And then I get these emails from the union, which are important. But then there's like emails from just an assortment, a huge assortment of different like companies and this and that. I'm going to have to put my foot down. I'm just going to have, and I'm starting to think like from CITR, I'm getting like 8 emails a day. I'm starting to think I should have separate emails for different purposes. So work with me on this. I should have like a CITR email. And then every time I've decided that I have time to open up all my emails from, for example, CITR, I'll do it. But what's happening is I'm getting like 18 emails, if not more, a day. And then important stuff is getting like buried under just junk, which is annoying me. And then speaking of junk, this is even more annoying. Speaking of junk, is that, if you're in Hotmail, you have a junk box, right? You get the junk, like the junk email file, junk email file. Well, I decided just for craps and giggles to mosey on over there, because I'm like, oh, I haven't checked that in a long time. And I find in my junk email, I'm finding like real crucial emails sent like from a person to me that would have otherwise gone completely unnoticed forever. And I'm like, what? How come that's going there? It's like, I don't understand. So now I'm getting overwhelmed with, that's it. Information, too much information. I think I would like to transport myself back to 1989. I was in my last year of high school, 1989. It was all good. I lived fine. I had no complaints, really, except, I did, I did have to go to the library to do research and all that stuff. I actually, walk to the library. But really, life was just so much simpler. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Okay, that's my rant for today. All right, let's talk about music. Let's go. Oh, let's listen to the Oz, because that's where I'm at. I'm like, the Oz. Okay, so this is a band out of Vancouver. And let's see, who do they consist of? Davina Shell, Sarah Lowenbaugh, Ridley Veronica Bishop, and Marisa Holmes. And they have a new album out. It is called The Oz Nation. And let's take a look. What song are we going to hear in this new album? We're going to hear, let's see. Oh, it's funny here at the station. Somebody's actually already indicated in pen best songs. They've pointed out. So I guess I'll take somebody's advice, some random person. So apparently The Ugly Side of Things is according to this person in pen, good. Then the best song somebody wrote is Onion in My Pocket. I don't know if I like the sounds of that. So I'm going to go with The Ugly Side of Things. I'll just take somebody's advice here at the station. I know these guys. It's virtually impossible, I think, to know every single song off every single album. Yes, that's right. Sometimes it's just fun to roll the dice, and if you know you like the music, it's all good. Okay, let's see if I can find the song now. If the CD players would work. Okay, here we are. Okay, so here we are. The song is called The Ugly Side of Things. The band is The Oz. That would be T-H-E-E, second word, A-H-S. Ah. And the album is called The Oz Nation. Okay, here we go. Let's hear them. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I want to have sex without the regrets, but I can't do it because I always sleep with some creep just to prove it. I know that you really loved me. All my emotions were too clumsy.
Of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prosson Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs. Because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM. Where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
electric blue
Yeah!
All right, wasn't that awesome? Yes, it was. That right there was actually, of all people, Franz Ferdinand. Now, it's funny, I actually have a good friend from high school named Franz. His name is spelled the same way, F-R-A-N-Z, if you're Canadian, Z, if you're American. Or if you're from Windsor, it's somewhere in between, which is where I'm from. So it's so funny. Every time I hear people say Franz Ferdinand, I get it. But when I visually see, I want to say Franz Ferdinand. But it's not. Anyway, so that's Franz Ferdinand doing the cover of Real Thing. Now, Real Thing is a Pointed Stick song. And interestingly enough, that is the song that if I ever got back into playing music, I've publicly declared it over here on the airwaves that I want to cover that song. And there you go, Franz Ferdinand beat me to it. Anyways, that's okay. But you're wondering where I got that, right? Of course you are, because this is exciting, very exciting. It is a new album called Busy Doing Nothing, and it is Nardwar, the Human Serviette, and the Evaporators, sort of a collaborative offering, if you will. So basically on this album, it's the Evaporators. And he's got some buddies playing a bunch of songs. Like there's Andrew WK, who I love, by the way, originally from Detroit. I don't know if he's still in Detroit, but there's the Windsor Detroit thing. But who else? We've got obviously Franz Ferdinand. We've got I'm trying to see what else. Anyways, I don't have the CD case around. I actually only have the CD, so I'm sort of pulling at straws here. But there you go. Now, because I love that song so much, Real Thing, of course, by the Pointed Sticks, who had their heyday back in the late 70s, sort of early 80s here in Vancouver. Local band, the Pointed Sticks, who I saw about three and a half years ago or so? Two and a half, around that. Three, I think it was, I want to say it was like December of 07. They did an All Ages show here in Vancouver. They did a few shows. I think they had just come back from touring Japan. Or they're on their way. I'm not sure. But love the Pointed Sticks. So I actually am going to play the original version because it's just so good. So coming now is going to be the song for the Pointed Sticks. Well, Real Thing, of course. And this you can find, as I play a lot, on a 2-CD compilation entitled Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music from 77 to 88. And this is put out by Zulu Records, and it was put out in 91. All right, you have to have it. It's just that good. So let's just make sure I've got my music here queued up. I've just been so busy. I really have been. I need a vacation. That's what I need. But I guess that's just not going to happen anytime soon. Okay, all right. But that's okay. Here I am. I'm still breathing. You know, when things are going stressful and whatever, you know, you just have to think, what do I have? Well, I'm breathing. I have all four limbs. Yes, I have all 10 digits, and I'm proud of that. What else do I have? Well, I've got all my hair. It's kind of gray, though. And I'm not 85. I'm 41. You know, I've decided I'm going to start just shouting from the mountaintops, and I'm 41, and I'm cool. I'm cool with that because you know what? I'm wise. I've been around the block a few times. Yes, I have. It's all good. It's all good to be me, isn't it? Yes, it is. Okay, let's hear the real thing. Yeah, let's hear that one. And that's from the Real Pointed Sticks. And I think the Pointed Sticks they kind of had a big comeback thing, like I said, a few years back. Not sure if they're playing around anymore or what the deal is, but let's hear them. Let's hear the recorded version. And by the way, my name is Anita B. This is my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where we listen to Canadian music until 8 o'clock. So, speaking of 8 o'clock, Val is, I don't think she's going to be here tonight. I think she's still in New Zealand. I'm almost sure. Yeah. We'll see. I suppose we'll see. But her show starts at 8 and it's called Folk Oasis. And that runs from 8 until 10. All right. Here we go. The Real Thing on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Has anyone out there seen Nardwar? Well, if
Whoa.
You do see him,
if you see him, tell him I'm going to play the real thing. Where did I put my CD? What's wrong with me? You know what I've done a few times? I've actually, this is dumb. I'm wondering if I did it. I've actually put two CDs. I've stacked them on top of each other. No, that's not the case there. Okay, what's wrong with me here? I've just hit the wrong button. As simple as that. Have you ever done that? Yeah, I've actually done it here at the station. I've put two CDs on top of each other. You don't care. Okay, let me just get our song. Let's just get the song going and we will be okay. All right, here we go. The real thing.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilot. Remember Pilot from the New Testament?
This is Pilot. You feel bold.
Yeah, no, wait just a minute. Let me ask the question that you give me the answer, okay? Did Pilot want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate
wanted to have him. So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. Oh.
Oh.
No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Did you do really well in the first course? Want to make a difference in the UBC community and school communities around the world? Join Students Offering Support, or SOS, and become a tutor today. Math, accounting, economics, psychology, engineering courses, French and Spanish, statistics, and more. If you aced it, Students Offering Support wants you to help other students ace it too. Check out UBCStudentsOfferingSupport.com for more information.
Are you looking for career information relevant to your arts degree? Come check out Work Your BA, a career workshop series specifically designed for arts students. Find out what you can do with your major, learn how to improve your resume, discover the secrets to networking, and much, much more. For more information, visit www.arts.ubc.ca/students/workyourba.
All right, folks, that right there is basically my favorite Canadian band. When I say basically, I mean they're Todd. There's a few other bands that have always will always have a huge place in my heart. But that right there was Wolf Parade, yes. And I have an imaginary relationship with Dan Buechner. He's my boyfriend in my head. He's so hot. Yes, there you go. What else can I tell you? So the deal with Wolf Parade is this. If you don't know anything about them, so a Ridge, there's four of them. I think all of them are from BC. If not, two of them for a fact are. So there's Dan Buechner and Spencer Krug. Now, Spencer Krug was out of Victoria. No, actually, I think he's originally from the interior of BC. I want to say like Kamloops, Kelowna, something like that. This is all the same, you know. And let's see. And then Dan Buechner is from the island someplace. And long story short is now they possibly knew each other from this region. And then they moved independently, I do believe, to Montreal back, I don't know, 03-ish, something like that. And then, now this is interesting because I know these guys. And I actually played something from one of their compilations. So the guys from... Grenadine Records. All right, so there's two guys. I don't know if they still are running the record label or what, but two guys running Grenadine Records, and both super cool guys. And apparently, if I remember correctly, they told one of the... I think they basically kind of got Spencer and... Dan kind of together. Somehow something came and they said, look, we can put a show on for you if you guys get some music going. Something to that effect. And then I'm a good storyteller and I saw something to that effect. Something like that. Details, who cares? and then basically Wolf Parade was born. But I know that the guy or guys from Grenadine Records were involved with the genesis of Wolf Parade. Yes, there you go. Now, sadly, about a year or so ago, they went on hiatus, which is very sad because they're just so awesome. So that song we heard, what's it called again? Let's see if I, Shine a Light. Yeah, Shine a Light. Is it Shine a Light? I think I played Shine a Light. Yeah, so Shine a Light is from the album Apologies to the Queen Mary. And that was their first album on Sub Pop, first full-length album. They had their, like, a four-song one part of that. And what else was I going to tell you about them? Oh, I know what I was going to do. This is what I'm going to do, I think. I am here still. Yeah, okay. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play us... so we're going to go from Wolf Parade on over to Frog Eyes. So I'm kind of doing a little tour of sort of connecting the dots, if you will. Okay, so work with me on this. And I'm going to play us some Frog Eyes from back in 2007... This album is called Tears of the Valedictorian. Now, these guys, Frog Eyes, are out of Victoria. Now, there is a connection because Spencer Krug played on this record as well. Isn't that interesting? Okay. So, let's play that. Let's go on over to Frog Eyes. And these guys are awesome. I love them. And then after this, I think I'll play something from the Handsome Furs. And that would be... There's two singers, as I mentioned. There's Dan Buechner and Spencer Krug. So two songwriters. And Dan Buechner, the hot one. Okay, Dan Buechner got married to, well, his wife. And the two of them are now are the Handsome Furs. Okay, so the Handsome Furs are a two-piece. So boy, girl, keyboard, guitar, and a drum machine. So I think we'll be listening to that next. So in case you're wondering who I am, I'm Anita B., and this is Sam Squanch's Hide. I just kind of quit. Just like talking. My show's called Sam's. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Yes, it is. And this is where Canadian music occurs. Yes. All right. So, all right. Let's listen to some Canadian music. As I mentioned, this is Frog Eyes. Now we're going to hear, I have two favorite songs. We are either going to hear Caravan Breakers, comma, They Prey on the Weak and the Old, or, what should we listen to? Reform the Countryside. I think we'll listen to Reform the Countryside. Let's go to that way. Let's reform the Countryside. Okay. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Sing to the dawn. general sings to the dawn.
Winnie Cooper is proud to present the Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. 560 also features four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will be presenting you with some of the hottest musical acts to hit town. Get your tickets quick for Lil B, performing the WinnieCooper.net 4-year anniversary party at 560. Advanced tickets are available through WinnieCooper.net, Club Zone, or at Zulu, Beat Street, and Red Cat Records. This will be Lil B, the Bass God's first Canadian appearance. Watch out for the Das Racist Show, set to perform their unique style of Brooklyn-based hip-hop on May 2nd. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
And I can't get it started. No, I can't. I can't get this CD player to work. So I might as well talk to you, not have dead air. Dead air is not a good thing to have. All right. So what I can't get started is some Catherine call. Ah! That wasn't good. That got started all on its own. All the demons. What was that all about? Ooh, the studio is haunted. All right. So let me get on track here. All right. So I was trying to get started some Catherine Calder and wasn't working, and then came out again some sort of Beelzebubs. Okay, so but let's go backwards. So we just heard the band The Handsome Furs from their album Plague Park. The song was Cannot Get, comma, started. The Handsome Furs, Dan Buechner and his wife Alexi Perry. That's who they are, all right, out of Montreal. Then before that we had a Frog Eyes. We heard the song Reform the Countryside, and that is off the 2007 album Tears of the Valedictorian. So I'm only here for another 13 or so minutes. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B. That is my name. So I'll be back in a couple of weeks. And until then, if you listen to this same time slot next Wednesday, so 6:30 until 8, you will have Jonathan S. And his show is called Shameless. All right. And Val Cormier's show should be starting in 13 minutes. Her show is called Folk Oasis, and I'm sure somebody will come in and get it started, I guess. I don't know. She's usually here. But I know for a fact that she was definitely in New Zealand. So my guess is she's still there, and she has a fill-in coming in. All right. Okay. Oh, and then, by the way, if you like sex, that will get most people's attention. I do. I like sex. Okay. So, well, then listen up. From 10 until 11, you've got the show Sexy in Van City, and that is hosted by Caroline M. So keep listening, folks. It gets steamy. It gets particular. It's steamier than my show. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So I think maybe I've got some Catherine Calder started. Or potentially started here. Let's make sure I'm good here. All right, so we are going to hear from her new album. It's called Bright and Vivid. We're going to hear the song 1, 2, 3. It looks like we're good to go on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right, folks, I've got a few more minutes. I'll play us another song. In the meantime, we have Paul. Paul is here for Val. Yay, Paul. So Paul's going to be covering Folk Oasis from 8 until 10. And like I said, from 10 until 11, we have Sexy in Van City. All right, folks, so I'll see you in a few weeks. Until then, I don't know, keep up the rock. And what do I have to leave us with here? How about something from my husband's band? Doesn't that sound like fun? Yes, let's go there. Let's listen to some Pluto. And yeah, maybe he'll get 2 cents from SoCan. That'll be fun. Okay, so I'm going to play something from a mint compilation. It is called the CBC Radio 3 Sessions. This was released about six-ish years ago. And basically, they took all the radio, CBC Radio 3 sessions, and they put them all on a compilation, all the mint bands. So there you go. This was released back in 06. So we're going to hear Pluto doing the song Failure. And this was recorded way back in October of 94. That's right, folks. All right, so this here is Pluto. And let me just make sure I've got the right CD in here. I think here we are. And I will see you all in a few weeks. All right. This is Anita B. from Sam Squanch's Hideaway saying thank you all for listening and have yourselves, I don't know, a lovely rainy Wednesday evening.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial, www.citr.ca. It's more or less 8 o'clock, and it's time for Folk Oasis. Michelle. Good afternoon.